This is the Tiger 102.75.
A Thai couple have been arrested with crystal methamphetamine and methamphetamine pills in Krabi yesterday. A team of Krabi police arrested a 42-year-old and 21-year-old. They were arrested at a palm plantation in Kalpanom. The arrest came after police received a tip-off that drugs were being transferred from Nakhonsi Thammarat to Krabi. A temporary checkpoint was set up and it wasn't long before the pickups were spotted. Suspects tried to escape into a palm plantation when they saw the checkpoint, but failed to get away. Police found drugs inside snack boxes being carried in the vehicles. Police seized 40,000 methamphetamine pills and 200 grams of crystal methamphetamine. The results of an autopsy revealed that the German tourist who died on Koh Phi Phi in Krabi province had drowned after hitting his head on rocks last week. The body of 50-year-old Marcus Steibach was found lying near a rock formation on the beach next to a sea gypsy graveyard. Police say the autopsy results from the Institute of Forensic Medicine in Suratani reveal that Mr. Steibach died from drowning as his lungs were swollen, his head was bruised, his neck and spinal cord weren't damaged. Police say at this stage of the investigation, they believe he was walking along the beach and suffered a fainting spell. And people living on the banks of major rivers in Thailand have been warned they face serious risk of flooding. The Office of the National Water Resources say people living along the Kam, Songkram, Kwa Noi, Kwa Yai, Prachamburi and Nan rivers should keep abreast of flood reports. Thai authorities are also monitoring five major dams that are between 87 and 108% full. Although floods have already hit many provinces this year, the Thai Meteorological Department found the country's overall rainfall to date was below normal levels. Deputy Prime Minister Chatchai said some provinces haven't seen rain for a long period and he believed it would be necessary to stage rainmaking operations for some dry zones to prevent drought. More than 45% of the respondents to an opinion poll want political restrictions to be completely scrapped, against about 18% who want them to stay. The Suan Dusit poll gauged the opinions of 1,033 people of different occupations across the country between August the 29th and September the 1st for their views on easing or scrapping restrictions on political activities. Results of the opinion poll show that 46% want the restrictions to be completely scrapped in order to create a political atmosphere that is conducive to an election. Another 35% agree that the restrictions should be eased for activities which are deemed necessary in order to prevent possible chaos if the restrictions are completely unlocked. But 18% object to easing or scrapping the restrictions for fear that it may lead to political violence. A male driver who sustained serious injuries after colliding with a power pole in Telang on Saturday night has died. Police found a damaged Toyota Vios with a Pang Nga registered license plate. Not far away, they found a broken power pole. Rescue workers freed the man from the car before transferring him to the Telang Hospital, but he died in hospital yesterday afternoon. And the army has overseen the destruction of more than 2 million seized counterfeit items worth a combined street value of 1.3 billion baht. The ceremony, as they called it, was held at an army base in Bangkok's Dom Luang district. The Deputy PM General Prawit Wongsuwan oversaw the event and watched as fake brand clothing, bags, shoes, sunglasses, cell phones, cosmetics and even wristwatches were crushed at an Army Air Defence Command Unit headquarters. Prawit says that more counterfeit goods would be seized as the government continues to improve the efficiency of a system to protect intellectual property, especially in law enforcement, amid campaigns to raise public awareness about the problem.